Time for Midweek Focus here on the Tornado, AM 1220, FM 95.9, KDDR. Midweek Focus brought to you by Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy, Mertz Lumber and Supply, Sanford Health, and Oaks Public School. We're now joined by Tara Schmitz. And Tara, I know we were just talking about it, but happy winter pretty much.
I know. I'm not ready for this.
Yeah. I know. No matter how many years we live around here, it never gets easier.
No, and it gets earlier and earlier and earlier each month.
Yep, it sure does.
3 year. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But all right. So speaking of October, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and like you just said before we started recording too, it's really taking a back seat to everything else that's been happening this year.
Right. Yeah. You used to see football whenever you're watching your favorite football teams, they'd have on pink socks or pink shoes or pink, something. Mm-hmm. And there just isn't that this year.
Right. Yeah, it is weird. I mean, with everything's been COVID-19 and get your flu shots and this and that.
Yeah. We're going to give people a little break and just talk a little bit about breast cancer.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you have for me?
All right. So one thing about breast cancer, it typically has no symptoms when the tumor is so small and most easily treated, which is why screening is most important for early detection. Some people will get a physical sign and they get like a painless lump inside their breast. And sometimes breast cancer spreads to the underarm, the lymph nodes, and causes a lump or swelling. So it's even as important to check your armpits. One of the girls I went to high school with has been a very strong advocate of checking your pits because she was recently diagnosed doing yoga class and felt the nodule inside her armpit. So reminder, check the ladies and also check your armpits. Mm-hmm. And breast cancer is also detected either during screening before your symptoms are developed or after a woman or a man notices a lump during self-examination. Women should begin their annual screenings with mammograms between the ages of 40 and 44, depending on family history and as needed by your healthcare provider. All women ages 45 to 54 should have annual mammograms, and women ages 55 and older should be transitioned to every other year or continue annual based on family history and their preference also. New the past few years has been the option of a 3D mammography. The advantages of having a 3D is that it's more sensitive, but the disadvantage is it's not available in all communities yet. And it may not be fully covered by your health insurance. So that's something to check into. In 2019, it's estimated that 268,000 new cases of breast cancer were diagnosed among women and almost 3,000 cases diagnosed in men. Approximately 42,000 women died of breast cancer in 2019 and 500 men. And right now in the United States, we have more than 3.8 million women with a history of breast cancer that are alive today. But you always hear about this one in eight. I know the reason is approximately one in eight women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime, and one in 39 of them will die from breast cancer. So it is something to take seriously.
Yeah.
Some risk factors people need to be aware of. Obviously, the older you get, the more risk factor you are. The median age of breast cancer diagnosis is 62 years old. So half of the cases are younger than 62 and half of the cases are older than 62. Mm. It is most common in non-Hispanic whites, followed by African Americans. Your family history plays a significant role, especially if there's a first degree relative. So a parent, a child, a sister or brother. If you have one first-degree relative, you're 1.5 times more likely to get breast cancer. And if you have more than one relative, your risk is 2 to 4 times higher. So talk to your relatives. Hopefully you talk to your parents and your brothers and sisters as they get older. Mm-hmm. A few other risk factors are use of menopausal hormones. It's really gone on the wayside. There was a study in 2002 that proved the risk of cancer and heart disease in the use with estrogen replacement. So most women, when they get to menopausal age, are trying to just get through it without having to add estrogen replacement. Mm-hmm. Couple other risk factors. Exercise is always good. Obesity increases your risk 1.5 to 2 times higher. And physical activity is always good for your health. Cancer, heart disease, everything. So get out there, get active. A couple other things, alcohol consumption. So 2 to 3 alcoholic drinks per day can raise your risk of breast cancer by 20% compared to non-drinkers or just one. Yeah, so those are some new studies out there. So moderation. Mm-hmm. And then breastfeeding is also healthy for the baby, but also reduces risk by 4% for every 12 months mom breastfeeds. Hmm. So the most important takeaways are do your monthly checkups, get out, get active, get your annual mammograms, and do your best to reduce risk factors that are in your control. And the same thing with that goes with COVID. You know, we can't control everything around us, but we can control our actions and what we do. Everybody just needs to stay safe and stay healthy.
Yep. I love it all. It's a really good reminder during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we appreciate all those numbers and statistics, and we appreciate you calling in. Tara Schmitz calling in every about once a month now here on Midweek Focus. Tara, thanks a lot. We will chat next month.
Sounds great. Thanks, Ace.